Short Bible Studies for Real Life. I'm Joshua Crawford. And why do we call it Training for Jesus? Well, we do because that's the whole point of life, to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. You can find that in Romans 8:29, right there, the whole meaning of life. Today, we are going to talk a little bit about victory and think about sports a little bit. Think about your favorite sport. Maybe it's football. Think about the factors that go into a game. You've got football games that are played in pouring down rain, windy conditions, blizzards. It goes on and on. You've got basketball games that are played when the air conditioner goes out in the arena and the temperature inside the arena is terrible. People are cramping up. You got baseball games where it rains, different types of grass, soccer conditions outside, terrible heat. It could go on and on, right? So what do you do when your victory, so many things are outside of your control? Think about life as a lot like that as well, right? There's just so many things day to day that we cannot control. And what does Scripture say about that? Scripture actually says a lot about that, and I would like to get into that today, a little bit about how victory rests with the Lord. That's the title of today's study, is Victory Rests with the Lord. And before we get into it really deep, let's just say a quick prayer that the Lord would bless us with an awesome understanding of His Word today. Father in heaven, Lord, I just ask You for understanding, for Your Holy Spirit, Your Spirit, to come teach us the meaning of these Scriptures and open up our hearts and take the blinders off of our eyes so that we can understand Your Word. Understand Your Word, and even more than that, apply it to our lives. This book, this Bible, 2,000 or more years old, but it still applies to everything in our life. And that's what we want to do, Lord. So please open this up for us. In the name of Jesus, please do this for us. Amen. Okay, so just starting out here with victory, resting with the Lord, we're going to go to Joshua chapter 6. And it's just one of the most bizarre things that ever happened. God wants Joshua to take down, you may know the story, he wants to take down Jericho, run the people out, that's part of the promised land, and he wants Israel to have that part of the land. So I'm going to pick up with, it's actually Joshua chapter 6, I'm going to pick up with chapter 1. Now, Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have given Jericho into your hand, its king and the mighty men of valor. You shall march around the city." Listen to this. This is God's plan to take down Jericho. "You shall march around the city, all you men of war. You shall go all around the city once. This you shall do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark." The Ark of the Covenant with the Ten Commandments, things like that. "But the 7th day, you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. It shall come to pass, when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout with a great shout. Then the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people shall go up, every man straight before him." Well, did you get that? That's kind of a strange battle plan, don't you think? To march around the city every day for 6 days, and then on the 7th day, march around the city 7 times, blast a big trumpet. That's the whole battle plan here. That's a really strange battle plan, don't you think? It's kind of bizarre. Well, if you know the rest of the story, this is exactly what they did. And the walls, these huge walls, which are about, it's kind of set up on a hill anyway, the city, but the walls themselves were up to like 26 feet high, plus they're on a hill, they're about 6 feet walls. That's exactly what happened. The walls just fell down when they marched around the 7 times on the 7th day, blew the trumpets. And of course, they took Jericho, destroyed everything in it. So what a strange battle plan. And why do you think God did that? It has a lot to do with victory resting with the Lord. God wants to put us in situations where we understand and realize that it's His work. It's His mighty work. These guys marched around the wall. They knew that their marching around and around and around wasn't bringing the wall down. I'm sure they probably wanted to say, hey, let's get these battering rams and let's, you know, do all these things. But God says, I have a different plan for you. I want you to do something that just shows how mighty I am. There's so much we can't control. Just like these men can't control this wall. And God gives them this strange battle plan. There's so much in life that we can't control. I mean, think about when you get out into the world and you can't control the economy and you can't control the government. You don't have it. Unfortunately, we have very little say over who really is the president and, you know, all our leaders. All those things, we don't have any control over them. Just like those athletes have no control over whether it's pouring down rain. They have no control even over their, sometimes their body. Are their legs cramping up? Do they have an injury? But it's the Lord's victory anyway. You see? The Lord wants the victory anyway. He wants everyone to know that it's His. In Proverbs 21:31, just such a wonderful scripture. And it says, the horse is made ready for the day of battle, but victory rests with the Lord. Just like those warriors taking down the city of Jericho, just like athletes, they've all been prepared for battle. They're warriors. Joshua 6 said, these are men of war, just like athletes are. These are men of battle. These are fit guys. They've been going through training, hard training. And so the horse is made ready, but victory rests with the Lord. It's hard to give up that control sometimes and say, it's not my battle to win. It's my battle maybe to fight, but the win or the loss truly rests with the Lord. And if you go to 1 Corinthians 15:57, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. If you're fighting for Christ, if you're fighting to bring honor to Him, to become more like Him, you have no loss. You cannot lose. On this earth, sometimes things may look like a loss, sometimes they may look like a win, but they're all victories if we're fighting for Christ. If our greater goal of all of it is to be more like Christ, to honor Him, and to rise above this world, there is no loss you can ever suffer. You can lose money, you can lose games, you can be defeated not getting a promotion. If you keep everything about the Lord, you have no loss. There's all kinds of scripture that says Jesus is, He overcame the world, all of it. He overcame death, everything. So how comforting is it when you realize, hey, I'm going to make myself ready for battle. God's given me things that I can do. I'm going to do those. And then victory rests with the Lord. How awesome is that? Well, I hope that reached you somehow today. And let's just pray that out. And just pray over that, that we can understand that better going forward. And we can use that in our day. Father in heaven, Lord, help us to give up the control sometimes that we hold everything in our hands. We hold wins and losses and successes and failures in our hands. Lord, when we know that You are a God that controls everything, and no matter what happens, we have victory in You. And help us to take whatever You've given us, whatever power You have given us, to use that and to become ready for the day of battle and do our very, very best. And then victory will rest with You. You will get the glory and You will get the honor. Help us to understand that and let go of any control that we, you know, that we try to have, and not war against you, but Lord, just let us, just please, you take us where you want us to go, and we don't want to fight against you. We just want you to constantly give us that victory in Jesus Christ. I ask these things for Christ's sake, that we understand these things better. Amen. All right, guys, I appreciate you taking a little bit of time with me just for a short Bible study. I hope it blesses you. I hope that you can use this in your day, because the Bible is so relevant. And I hope that this trains you to be a little bit more like Jesus, which, again, that is the point. Of course, check out trainingforjesus.com, and the Training for Jesus podcast is on iTunes. All right, guys, see you later. You have a good rest of your day. Thanks.